Begin by lying down. Notice the contact that you have with the surface you're on. And then notice the natural rhythm of your breathing. Rest in that natural rhythm of inhalation and exhalation. And with each exhalation, allow the whole body to just relax, sink, and be supported by the surface that you're on. So you just give yourself to the surface. Let the surface support you. Then bring both knees up, feet flat. And find a comfortable distance between the legs so they can stand independently. And you have a sense of comfort in the legs standing. So you might need to shift your feet around a little bit or play with the width of each leg from the other. You're just finding how can the legs stay up relatively easily. Do a light movement of tilting your legs a little to the left and coming back to the center. Keep the feet in place and tilt the legs to the left. And then come back to the center. And the range of the movement should be one where it's very easy to reverse directions. You don't have to grip or strain in other parts of yourself. You just go out to the left and come back. And feel the changing pressure contact in your feet and your pelvis as you do this. And you make the movement small enough so that it feels light and easy. Anytime you feel like you're straining in some way, you're doing too much. And then when you're ready, take your legs in the opposite direction, tilt them to the right and come back. And again, only what's light and easy. Here too, notice how the changing pressure in the pelvis and the feet and maybe other regions of the body occurs. Come back to the center. Now combine the two directions of tilting the legs to the left and the right. And as you do this, again, focus on the ease of reversing directions. Feeling the changing pressure in your pelvis, on your feet, and notice where else you feel the changing pressure and which other parts of yourself like to become involved with the movement. Perhaps your head or shoulders or ribs. It's almost as if the legs going to each side and the pelvis shifting the pressure is an invitation for other regions of yourself to become involved in the movement. And then slowly reduce the movements to either side so that you start to do less and less of taking the legs to each side until you find that relatively neutral middle space. And when you get to the center, absorb what you've been doing and stretch out. Or if you'd like to keep your knees up and feet flat, that's fine too. rest in the natural rhythm of your breath. Absorb these simple movements, how they've affected you. And now, once again, bring your knees up, feet flat, comfortable distance between the legs. And now, as you tilt your legs back and forth, let your head move in the opposite direction that the legs are tilting. So as the legs tilt to the left, the head rolls a little bit to the right. As the legs come back through the center, the head comes back through the center. As the legs move to the right, the head moves a little to the left, slowly. So you have a sense of coordination throughout the movement of the opposite directions. And notice where you feel the contrast of the movement of your head and neck and upper spine with the legs and the pelvis and the feet and the lower spine. Where do you feel that contrast within yourself? And again, focus on the coordination of the two regions of yourself. Doing it light, easy. You can rest whenever you want. You can pause. Maybe there's a certain part of the movement that's intriguing to you, and you just check that out further. And then at some point, let your head and legs combine and go in the same direction. The legs tilt to the right, the head rolls to the right. Legs come back to the middle, the head comes back to the middle. Legs tilt to the left, the head goes to the left. So now you're moving in a very coordinated way. And notice the way in which this movement distributes itself downwards from the head and upwards from the legs. Where do you feel a sense of inner connectedness occurring? Which part of yourself or which parts of yourself want to join into this movement? How can you harmonize the movement with the natural rhythm of your breath? Now come back to the center, slowly reducing the size of the movement on each side slowly. So eventually you return to that relatively neutral middle starting place. And now bring your hands up towards the ceiling, palms together, so you form a little triangle above you, and your elbows are straight. Now, anytime you want to rest and put your arms down while you're doing this, feel free to do so. In this case, you're creating a natural constraint by this position of your arms. Find a comfortable position for your shoulders so they can relax. And now, as your legs and head go to the right, let that triangle move a little bit to the left, keeping the elbows straight. So this is naturally going to be constrained and come back to the center. So you might need to do much less. Again, where do you feel the contrast within yourself? And you can also now go the other direction. The legs can go over to the right, the arms can go to the left and across through the middle. The head can go to the left, the arms can go to the right. But all the while you're doing this, you're keeping your palms together, touching, elbows are straight, and really feeling how that position of the triangle can affect your ribs and the movement of your ribs in contrast to the movement of your head and legs. Now, let go of this position. Put your arms down. Very lightly now, tilt your legs back and forth to the left and the right, slowly. And notice if any other parts of yourself are now getting involved in the movement. Has something gotten involved in your torso or your ribs? You're just letting these different regions participate. And come back to the center, stretch out, take a full rest. And just absorb how you're affecting yourself using these simple movements. And with each exhalation, you simply sink, relax, be supported by the surface you're lying on. And then when you're ready, come to standing. Walk around a little bit.